This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour of the program, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username, it's lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Still to come tonight. Mark, you're going to tell us about some guy handing out Pepsis at a police event or something like
that?
And then also, because apparently that's going to solve all the problems according to PepsiCo. Was that the idea?
That's the joke.
Yeah. And then in addition, there's the latest on Venezuela, which has been brewing for weeks now, and we just haven't had a chance to talk about it. So I hope that we will do that here tonight. But your calls and thoughts come first. So we go to the phones to the fun, where Patrick is on the line in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Patrick, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was just listening to you on this Alexa and this, you know, Google. It's sort of funny. I mean, it's going to get to a point where if you made a stop on the way home and your wife asks you, you know, a question like, where were you? You know, she's going to be turning to Alexa and go, where was he?
Where was he?
And it's funny because if you think about it, with all the high-tech gadgets that we got now with our cars with GPS in there and smartphones and all these everything, it's going to get harder to even, you're going to have to just mess up. And I'm certain women are going to figure that one out, you know.
It's actually not hard to pull up your Google. I forget how you do it, but I saw some instructions online and I followed them. And you can actually pull up Google mapping where you've gone. So unless you have a certain option turned off, by default, Google is absolutely tracking everywhere that you go.
It sure is.
And you can pull it up. So I looked and I could see, oh, yeah, I walked Jazzy the Studio Beast on this route on this day. And, like, you can narrow down the day and you can look at a whole week's worth of how you know, where you've been. And, it really is. That data is really there.
What I think is cute about this call is that you think that there'll be wives and husbands in the future.
what are you suggesting?
I'm looking at the news.com.au about the rising industry of sex robots and how to best create the best artificial intelligence sex robot. And, it's going to...
Better not have a jealous robot.
I don't know.
They want them to be realistic.
Somebody wants that. Somebody's going to program their robot to beat him up.
Probably true.
It's hilarious because you think about it. Can you imagine? I could just see it, you know, spending a lot of time in court, you know, is all of a sudden the judge asking Alexa, is this guy lying?
It's a scary possibility.
Well, I think that you're right that artificial intelligence will probably replace judges relatively quickly. That encryption contract, blockchain contracts and that sort of thing is going to put judges out of business relatively quickly.
Well, I mean, when you say relatively, you mean in the scheme of the existence of the state, so like, what, a couple hundred years from now?
No, I'm thinking a couple of decades.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because the unions aren't going to want to let that go.
Yeah, well...
But what would Mercedes and Jaguar do without judges?
What do you mean?
Well, you see a lot of these judges driving around in cars all the time. You know?
Meaning that they wouldn't have any sales if the judges didn't have their jobs. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Patrick, hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. Great points. I really appreciate it. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. What do we need to know about sex robots? Do you still have that story pulled
up? I do. Do you remember the Scarlett Johansson sex robot story?
Yes. Yeah, wasn't there some concern about the it was so similar looking to her that she was suing? Or was there was a fear that she was going to sue? I forget the details.
I can't remember the specifics on that one, but it was amusing to me because that robot looks like Scarlett Johansson. I mean, there's no way to describe it otherwise. Whoever made that liked Black Widow a lot.
Uncanny Valley for Scarlett Johansson, anyway. I mean, it looks like a corpse of Scarlett Johansson.
Well, I don't know. I thought it looked more like her. Worth an estimated $3.9 million, the sex robot industry is a fertile ground for companies who want to build the sexiest contender.
Fertile ground.
Yeah. With functioning G-spots and the ability to talk, companies hope that customers will pay up to $20.7 million for their personal
love machine. Now, that I don't understand. Okay, so I don't get it personally, the whole thing with the sex robot. It seems to me that a robot or a doll or something like that is for the gratification of the owner of the robot or the doll. And to put a functioning G-spot in there doesn't seem to lead to the gratification of the owner of that
thing.
Maybe
it's practice for hitting the right one?
Could be, I suppose.
If you're going to create a robot, why not create one with that?
I guess. I like the idea of pleasing the partner. That's what makes sex interesting, is pleasing the other person.
Is it worth $20.7 million?
What are you asking?
That's a price tag that they're throwing out here for one of these things.
No, I wouldn't have any. I'm not in that market. And that's why I say I don't understand. That's why I can't understand that. Like, there's no real benefit to pleasing a thing, a robot. It doesn't have the ability to be pleased.
People are going to want to interact with something that's pleasant. Uh-huh. And partially, they're going to want something. And part of being pleasant is being able to accept, pleasant behavior at the same time, graciousness. So I think that's all there. If you're going to have a robot that can lift heavy objects and do housework and do a whole variety of things, if that robot also happens to have sex, you're getting into the realm of some very wealthy person being willing to pay $20 million for it. I wouldn't pay you $20,000 for it right now. But nonetheless, I'm sure that there are people that are in that price range too. So as they build the $20 million robot, that gives them enough money to then build the $10 million or the $5 million, and then that gives them enough money to go ahead and build the $5,000, and it just keeps on coming down and down until they're able to bring something to market that is worth essentially what is the slave that doesn't ask for its own freedom.
I think it's an interesting development, and I think it's fascinating, especially because, one of the things we've talked about on the air here, and you've, I think, been the advocate of this idea, and that is that prostitution is, there's a certain amount of women who are against the legalization of prostitution because it brings extra competition into the sex marketplace. And, some people would like to have a restricted marketplace for sex because then it makes it more valuable. It makes them, the women in those cases, having more control over that that market. And so they don't want that extra competition. Having robots coming in, they're not going to be able to call that prostitution in the same way. And if the robots become very, very convincing, that would absolutely add a lot of competition into the sex marketplace. And that means that maybe people would have to start being a little bit nicer to one another? I don't know. I think it'd be interesting to see how things change.
I don't think coupling is going to be very real in the next few decades.
I think once it gets once this gets large enough, and I guess popular enough or close enough to reality, that I guarantee you what we're going to see is we're going to see some bureaucrat attempt to try to bring to court a case that charges the company building these machines with prostitution.
That would be crazy. But it could happen.
Sure would, but I bet you.
They'll try all sorts of things.
Well, they haven't done that with sex dolls yet, though, right?
Some moral, not yet, but it's not,
not convincing enough?
Yeah, I don't think it's convincing enough yet to be considered.
Well, I don't think there's only a small...
Or pimping in that case.
Or pimping,
right?
Yeah.
There's a small handful of people who are willing to sort of lay claim to the fact that they do this.
Prostitution, you mean? Or making
enough money
sex dolls.
Yet.
Right? Like, there's guys that will do interviews with their arms around a silicone, and wire device and say, this is my girlfriend and I sure do love her. And
you've seen that? That's real.
Oh, yeah. There's
got a picture right
doll.
Here.
Wow.
The real doll has, there's been documentaries about it. It's very disturbing.
They just sit them there on the couch and, mm-hmm. do whatever. Jeez.
Yes, as they stare vacantly off into the side of the camera. Yes, that's what happens.
That sounds like some entertaining video. So we're going to continue here in moments, and we've actually just got Hung Like Jesus on the line here. Maybe he's got some comments. We'll share those in moments. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can join us right here. Whether your comments are about sex robots, the future of sex between humans, does one exist? This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-453. What comments on the future of sex Mark's saying he doesn't think it's really going to exist between people because the sex robot industry is already out there, and there's these real dolls, as they're called, or sex dolls, that have gotten a lot more detailed since, you know, I guess they've had blow-up dolls forever, right? But this is like the next generation, the 21st century version of that. And we were just watching a video from TLC where they interviewed this guy who looks like the Gary Oldman character from The Fifth Element. And he's just talking all about how he's got
or
himself.
Black Hitler. I mean, he's a black Hitler. Or.
and he's talking all about his girlfriend, who is a doll.
I mean, you say his haircut looks like the haircut of the guy from The Fifth Element. I think it also vaguely looks
like Hitler.
Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. That's probably who they designed him after.
Yeah.
To some extent. Which, interesting side note, I mentioned this to you during the break, but The Fifth Element, for those of you who remember the film from 20 years ago, Luc Besson, the director, great action, adventure, you know, love story, sci-fi, it's kind of got everything all rolled into it, came out in 1997, so 20 years ago, and this month, and I believe very, very soon, they're going to re-release it into a limited run theater run. So.
And isn't there another Luc Besson film coming out sometime
yes.
soon, so they'll probably be
which is a
doing this and, like, doing trailers for, yeah.
Yeah. The other one's, like, a weird name that I don't recall, Galarian or something like that, or... I'd have to go look it up, but yeah, it looks a lot like the new one that he's coming out with this summer.
Right.
Looks a lot like kind of similar visual design as The Fifth Element.
Right.
So great movie. If you haven't seen The Fifth Element, you ought to check it out. If you like a good Bruce Willis action romp in space, this is the one for you.
But the video we were mentioning was about this guy, you know, who was with his real doll that's staring blank, you know. Vacantly off into nothingness, right? And, you know, you talk about...
She's just imagining him.
I mean, you know, a lot of these talks about, you know, these crazy people that are, you know, fall in love with their real dolls. You know, it's probably offensive to some people that I'm calling them complete lunatics, but they are.
So there's a difference between, you know, having one and falling in love with it.
Right, yeah.
And there's a difference between falling in love with it and then doing an interview... on that you've fallen in love with it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, these are different steps down the road to weirdness.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture here of a guy who's holding a glass of wine for his rubber friend, right? You know, like, he's got her arm around his shoulder, and he's holding a glass of wine in her hand as though, you know, they're sharing a glass of wine together.
Well,
you know.
Since we were bringing up sci-fi movies, there's a movie starring Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis. He's the Scottish version of Bruce Willis. called Surrogates. That's why I said Willis.
That's an older one, though.
Yeah,
right?
It's a little bit older.
That's about the robot bodies.
Isn't that the
robot bodies movie?
That's correct.
Yeah,
and that's why,
I saw that.
Why did I bring that up? Oh,
yeah.
Hey. So
that's a good movie.
I think that, you know, we've seen the rise of fairly recently these teleconferencing robots, which are essentially just a stick and a monitor on wheels.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's,
you know,
how Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, actually attended Bitcoin conferences when he was banned from coming to the United States.
Well, I mean, as time moves on, we'll probably see those sorts of things morph more and more into being
looking like the person, yeah.
You know, like looking like persons. You combine this, you know, sex robe or sex doll, and you combine teleconferencing robots together a little bit, and you start
a hologram or something.
You start to get like a surrogate robot, right? I don't think hologram. Well, maybe holograms. Who knows? You know, maybe
the surrogates is that they look like a certain person, and it would probably be hard to morph a thing into looking like that person. Although that technology could come out with like nanomachines or something.
Or in the movie Surrogates, everybody kind of had their own surrogate that they was like the sort of idealized version
really
of themselves.
Person.
You know, it was to look kind of like them. You know, and
the cops had special extra strong surrogates.
Sure. I want to bring Hung Like Jesus in here, see what he wants to add into the discussion. He's on the line. Maybe they're going to be making. Have they contacted you, Hung Like Jesus, to see if they can sculpt a sex robot after you?
No one's contacted me yet.
They need to get that. They need to get on that.
But listen, that's not what I call for, but I'll add into it. I think that doll thing could probably work if they could incorporate it with some sort of VR goggles.
Hmm.
But it would have to be a fraction of the cost. I don't know who would pay that much money for a doll.
Now, what are they charging for the doll? Because there's the robot and then there's the doll, right?
Well, I've only done the slightest amount of research
point. We all believe that, Mark.
So don't take this, but I mean, it seems like you can get something for hundreds of dollars. I don't know what it is exactly, but you can get something for hundreds of dollars.
I recall, I talked about this, you know, on a different radio show that I was running almost 20 years ago now, which is kind of crazy to say.
Taste of the goods.
We actually did look into this kind of extensively to talk about this because we thought it was creepy at that time. This is before people were falling in love with them.
Yeah.
And it, at that time, I think it was about $2,000 to $3,000 for a real doll.
Okay.
At that time, I don't know if the price has dropped significantly. I mean, it's been 20 years.
If it hasn't dropped, they've definitely increased the quality or whatever.
Right. Okay, so I wasn't going to go. You guys have gone down this path further than I ever intended to go. But I got to say, I'm looking at a picture of one of these, of a silicone friend with you know, all the parts in the right place, except no arms and no legs. And like,
do you get a discount?
That one's named Bob.
Or does it cost more?
It doesn't cost much, I must say.
What is that, the serial killer edition?
I think it's just getting rid of the parts that you don't need.
They just get in the way.
Anyway, no, what I called for, actually, something I've been thinking about for a while, probably all of my adult life, actually, but it came to the fore again this week. And it's free will, or the illusion of free will.
Oh, you have to take us back to the smart stuff. All right, go ahead.
No, well, you know, it's not really that deep.
It's fine. No, it is. It's a great topic, please. I'm just teasing.
Go ahead. And it's been my conclusion that free will is absolutely an illusion.
Really?
Because, you know, if you look at how much stimuli is out now, do we really even know if our thoughts and our decisions are our own? I mean, if you can put every, no matter how outside of the box one thinks they are, it's always somebody else that does that exact same thing.
Isn't this the idea of determinism?
Well, no, I think this sounds like just advertising, and the way things are designed is intended to bring a certain outcome. Is that right?
Well, I guess you can put it that way if you want to make it simple. But I want to take it back to what I was brought up in was the religion I was brought up in. My grandmother was really religious, and of course, I was around her during the summer, so I would absorb some of that stuff. And even though they don't preach it as free will, but, you know, I've always heard that, you know, we had free will to do whatever we want. Therefore, we can make the decision to do right or wrong will determine, you know, where you're going in afterlife. And I'm just thinking, you know, free will is just something that's just an illusion.
What's the point of life if you don't get to choose anything?
I guess that's what I'm saying. But I don't think we actually run on some sort of autopilot where we're just making these decisions as we move along. I'm thinking we've been steered each second of the day. We've been steered in one direction. No matter how strong you think your will is, I'm thinking we're always being nudged one way or the other.
I'd say that's true.
But are you saying, just to clarify, you're saying you don't believe in free will, meaning that everything that you've done,
do you really have free will? And then he suggested that you're being nudged one way or the other.
Well, no. That's what he's saying now, but it sounded earlier like he was saying you don't have free will. I want to make sure we can talk more about this. If you want to hang on, Hung Like Jesus, we'll bring you back for that, because it is an interesting discussion. It's one of those. We've now gone from completely the surface level sex robots down to the deepest level of the meaning of life and free will, because we can do that here on Free Talk Live. 855-453 if you want to join us. 855-450-3733.
At uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, I did look a little closer and found the movie that we were talking about earlier, the Luc Besson action movie that's coming out this year. This summer, July 21st, is Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, apparently based off of a comic book that the director has been obsessed with for basically his whole life. So should be a labor of love, should be very interesting. And The Fifth Element is, as we mentioned, coming out again 20 years later, 20th anniversary re-release into some theaters. You can go to fathomevents.com to check out and see if it's near you. So anyway, let's go back to the phones here in a moment, but I also want to let you know about Whole Food Multicomplete. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil coupled with dependence on processed foods has left most people deficient in essential nutrients, but where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'd be likely told a cheap vitamin mineral like you might get at the grocery store or department store doesn't cut it. You'll need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time you're all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 a month. Now, if that's a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't. It's the perfect blend of 7 supplements in a single product, and they've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more, and use coupon code FTL to receive 30% off your first order. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And they take Bitcoin. Plus, you can get free shipping on orders of $60 or more. By the way, if you want to get that 30% off and pay with Bitcoin, you do need to email them. They just don't have that accessible through the ordering form on the site. So just shoot them an email. Let them know, code FTL, that you want the discount and you want to pay with Bitcoin. They'll get you hooked up with SimplifyMySupplements.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're getting deep with Hung Like Jesus. That sounds kind of dirty, but anyway, he's here with us. And you say that you don't believe in free will. And I wanted to make sure we could clarify where you were coming from. Were you saying that people were nudged in directions of making decisions, or that there really was no decision-making process, that it's all an illusion, and that life is completely, as they might say, deterministic, the philosophy that everything that we do is determined by things outside of us rather than free will? I just want to make sure what are you saying tonight?
Well, for the most part, I think that our decisions are not necessarily our own in the course of a day. And, you know, I think a prime example of that would be if we had free will, or if we acted on our free will, government couldn't even exist as it currently does, because, you know, it's held together by consent. Yeah, if my car would drive 100 miles an hour and I could do it whenever I wanted to, I would. I wouldn't go 35, I wouldn't go 50. I would go 100 all the time, or as much as often as I could. The only reason why I don't do it, because I know I'll get a ticket, or perhaps I'll lose my license, or kill myself or someone else. But my free will would say drive as fast as I could, always. I'm thinking about it all the time. So, you know, in my head, government just wouldn't exist as it does.
So government puts consequences in the way to keep you from going 100 miles an hour, but life puts consequences in the way to keep you from going 100 miles an hour, too. You know, I mean, they would probably build roads differently if there weren't speed limits. You know, they'd have those traffic calming measures and that sort of thing. Just saying that, you know, I mean, yes, we all want to go fast, but going fast does kill sometimes.
I mean, that was an oversimplification of my thoughts, sure. Of course. But also, you know, when my feet hit the floor in the morning, you know, when does my own self kick in? Does it kick in as soon as my feet hit the floor, or does it ever kick in? Because, you know, like I said, stimuli is just so heavy these days. I mean, it's always something other. I mean, I don't even know. Did I spend a quiet second during a 24-hour period? I don't know. 1 second is absolutely just silence, you know. And you know, with that stimuli, you know, it's always perpetuating. You'd go one way or the other, I'm thinking.
Well, that's why some people.
If you wanted to argue against free will, right? I mean, I could give you a pretty cogent argument against free will. I'm not saying that I necessarily believe this, but, you know, being someone who's staunchly skeptical and staunchly atheist, I would give you this. I would present this. So, if you're going to ask someone who believes in free will a question, I would ask the question: which molecules in your brain are not chemicals? Because if your brain is made up of chemicals, right, then those chemicals follow the laws of the universe, such as gravity and, you know, objects in motion being set in motion, Newton's laws, those sorts of things. And, you know, if you take a match to gasoline, you're going to get, you know, a fiery explosion generally, right? You're going to, that things are going to happen. If you drop a ball, it's going to fall to the ground because it's obeying, you know, laws, right? It's obeying the laws of nature. It's obeying these sorts of rules, right? Well, what is it about consciousness that is not a reaction that has been set in motion back through whatever, you know, through
time? Well, that's the
thing.
We don't know what consciousness is, so
right.
Presuming that consciousness is a reaction of chemicals is a jump in logic.
How does it differ for the rules of a computer, then?
Well, we don't know anything about consciousness, so we can't really say in what way it's different because we don't know the first thing about it.
Right. But if your brain is made up of chemicals, you know, then what's to say, you know, like, you're not just acting on stimuli. In other words, there's no reason to say that you're not.
You right? know? Like, this is just a philosophical conversation. Sure. We don't know whether or not free will exists. We like to believe right. in the idea that free will exists.
So I believe Hung Like Jesus is having a different conversation than what we're having here. I'm a believer in sort of free will. What he's saying is how much of, community is so important. Whatever community might be, and its pressures upon us, that how much is really us, and how much is what we were taught to be, how much we're forced to be, how much we're coerced right. to be. And right. I think that is, that's an interesting question that we can sort of ask ourselves throughout the day. You can't ever figure out whether it's life is deterministic or free will exists. I like to think of, I like to believe in free will. I see evidence for free will, but, the people who want to have that philosophical conversation are going to have it, and nothing I'm going to say is going to convince them otherwise.
But listen, it's a part of the brain. I can't think of it right now that we have that prevents us from acting on our impulses. And I can't think of the name of it. And some, they found it in some, I think, maybe some psychos or some serial killers, who that part of the brain was underdeveloped or didn't develop, or something happened when they were growing up in that, and those synapses didn't connect. And they have they have they can't fight impulses like a normal person, so they do things impulsively.
Self-control,
right. Now, we have that switch in our brain that stops us from acting on impulse. Wouldn't that just rule out free will?
What, self-control ruling out free will?
No, that part of the brain that keeps us from acting on impulse. Wouldn't that part of the brain also just tell us that free will doesn't exist?
Well, I think that it certainly it stifles free will, but when you get to make decisions, there are times when you get to make decisions. You get to decide you want to do this thing or that thing. Maybe it's even an impulsive thing. And when you choose to do it, that sort of proves that there is choose to do it, or you choose, I don't know, vanilla over chocolate or whatever. Those things sort of prove that you have the opportunity to make a decision.
Well, I wouldn't
limit it to something so simple as like a part of the brain or a particular, set of influence. If free will doesn't exist, right? If you wanted to negate free will, then I think one of the arguments that you were making is that, if people are the sum of their experiences and the sum of influences that are either constantly acting upon them during their day, or community, or all the influences that they grew up with, if you're going to make that argument, then everyone's just part of a pattern. So everything external to you is part of this ongoing
pattern
of reactions. It's just an ongoing reaction. Like an explosion is a reaction of molecules moving around. Everything is just molecules moving around.
More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water treatment.
purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype in to join us here at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Been an amazing last week, last few days for Bitcoin price. Shooting up to as much as like 1470, I think, earlier today. It is currently on a couple of different exchanges around about $1,450 per Bitcoin. If you want to get in on this phenomenon, it's still possible. It's still probably early. Some people are saying it might hit 5,000 this year. You know, of course, anybody can predict anything about the future of Bitcoin because, honestly, no one really knows what's going to happen tomorrow. It could crash to zero. Anything can happen, but likely the more people that start accepting Bitcoin and the more useful it becomes in the economy, the less likely it will ever hit zero. But there are some problems behind the scenes with Bitcoin. Not everything is, you know, looking good. It looks good. The price looks good. But when you start digging a little deeper, you find out that there's a geek civil war going on. And it's ugly behind the scenes. Bitcoin.com has been reporting on that over at news.bitcoin.com, reporting specifically on the outrageous transaction fees that have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015, and even more so recently with the most recent jump up. I mean, it's jumped up in, by like 50% in just the last month or so, because it had gone up to like 1,300, then went back down to 900 to 1,000, and now it's back up to a new record high of 1,400 and something. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions.
Sure does.
The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they'll become virtually unspendable, and that's what's happening, and it's not good for Bitcoin. You can learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. So like anything, you know, don't put money into it you can't afford to lose, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But so far, things are looking good, at least for the price of Bitcoin. What will happen to the future of it? Will it be able to compete with the other cryptocurrencies that are nipping at its heels? We don't know.
We will see.
And we will watch, and we will see. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. We continue here with Hung Like Jesus. Just a few more thoughts on the question of free will. And I think it's an interesting discussion. I think that the people who, you know, make the argument for determinism, which is, Johnson, what you were just doing, expressing this idea that everything is just a pattern, essentially, and that we're, you know, we're part of that pattern.
It's a it's an ongoing reaction, let's say. Like, it's an ongoing
The Big Bang is continuing. You know,
sure,
like, this whole thing.
If you consider the Big Bang at the beginning of the universe, was just, you know, they may not very well not be.
Sure, who knows? We're speculating there. But, you know, is it all just a pattern that we're subjected to and that we aren't really making choices? Or is it free will and we actually are making these decisions and it's not really an illusion that there really is a purpose to life rather than just to somehow experience this thing that we have no control over? I know I prefer the idea of free will, but it's hard to really say one way or the other. Hung Like Jesus, you're welcome to share more if you want. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the reason why I brought it up today with you is I was watching a video earlier, and I can't even remember what it was now. But, you know, when it came on, it was something completely opposite of what I believed in. But I was just watching this, maybe 2 or 3 minutes long. And, you know, and when it came on, and, you know, when it first started going, when it first started playing, I was like, you know, it's a pretty good idea. But even though it was opposite to what I believe in. And, you know, I started putting myself in it, and I started, you know, I could probably think this, but I could probably even do these things. But as it got towards the end of it, I snapped out of it. I said, what just happened here? You know, what just happened? I don't even believe any of this stuff, but I was sucked into it, and I was led down that path.
Like hypnotized you.
I don't know what it was, but, you know, and it made me think, you know, how often does this take place, and how often are we even aware of it?
Of being influenced by things like media and other people?
Being directed, right.
That's right. A good question. You obviously, know, advertising is about influencing people. So
Before I moved up here to New Hampshire, I had to have the right car. You know, I felt like I had to have the convertible sports car, looking good, that whole thing.
You did. Yeah.
I did.
Very metro.
Pretty good at that. Now I drive.
Metro Mark is long gone.
Yeah, I drive a rust-eaten 2002 Ford
plaid
F-350. Yeah, I'm wearing awful Columbia shirts.
I've seen you
wear.
In plaid.
Now, you know, I just
you get your Carhartts.
I just don't care.
What's that have to do with what he was saying, though?
Because he was talking about how we get to, you know, how much of our decision making is our own. How much of my decision making was my own?
I see what you're saying.
I clearly want two different things.
Yeah, you used to go to, like, Starbucks every day, right? Didn't you?
Well, that gave me a nervous breakdown. Can't handle that caffeine.
Good.
But more so,
go ahead, hon.
Just one more thought. But more so than influence, I think that's just a person maturing and growing up and seeing that, you know.
Could be.
Some things just not even worth it. I have a convertible now, sports car. People said it was a midlife crisis for me, but I've always wanted one.
Indeed. They're nice. It's nice to put the top down. Wouldn't look good on the F-350, though.
Hung Like Jesus, great call. Good food for thought. I appreciate the discussion.
So I've got a thing to say on this a little bit. So, you know, this whole thing about whether or not determinism versus free will and whatnot. So I know I was kind of arguing, I think, fairly well for the deterministic viewpoint, right?
Right, but you didn't say that's what you held.
Right, and here's the reason why. It's sort of the same reason, so a lot of people will make, and I, you know, come from kind of an objectivist viewpoint a little bit. I kind of like
the idea where, that there is an objective reality.
When, that the idea that there's an objective reality and the whole A is A argument, you know, that, that existence exists.
Mm. Another something you can't prove, but yes.
Right, another something you right. can't prove. You
certainly act like it, though.
Oh, yeah. And I act like I have free will as well, because that's what makes the most sense.
Right, that's absolutely what makes the most sense. And here's the thing. So the corollary or the opposite to that argument that existence exists is to say that we're all living in a simulation. And,
that's right.
You know, we're all brains in a jar. You know, yeah. According to Descartes, the or you know, there's a demon controlling you know every thought in
existence.
You know, right? I mean, that's the Descartes, the original Descartes philosophy, which evolved into brain in a jar, which evolved into the Matrix. You know, those are all based on the same argument, where people are seriously spending all this time thinking about, we're living in a simulation, and it doesn't matter because. Essentially, you need to live your life as though existence exists, A is A, that you have to, because living any other way is ridiculous, because you can't prove that.
It goes down crazy land.
Yeah, it goes down crazy land for no reason.
Yep. Pretty soon you're up drinking cough syrup and staying up for 3 days in a row, and then committing suicide and setting your house on fire.
I mean, it's the same logic, it's circular logic again. It's like the Clarence Thomas that we had earlier. It's like the Pascal's Wager, saying that, you know, God is real and you have to believe because, you know, heaven and hell, and it's like, well, you know, no, that doesn't. You know, it doesn't follow. And what's
right? I don't think Pascal's wager follows, but I do think that acting like reality is reality follows.
Right. Yeah. I definitely. I mean, Pascal. That's what I'm saying, though. The not acting that way is like following Pascal's wager. It's like a Pascal's wager for reality, saying, "Oh, we must be demons in a jar, otherwise you're going to go to hell, or you know, you're going to have bad things happen to you."
Yeah.
Well, the thing about determinism is it's sort of the same thing. If we're all let's say we're all part of an ongoing pattern of reaction, like a reaction of an explosion, or if I, you know, sweep this thing, all this stuff is going to fall to the ground. It's just how the reaction works, and it's going to go, you know, according to a preset set of rules.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah, yeah, like you know, so let's say all of our neurotransmitters and all the chemicals in our brain, you know, are responding in a preset fashion based upon the experiences that we've lived in our lives, which we had no control over. Maybe we were hit as a kid, or maybe, you know, you got into an accident somewhere, or, you know, you react, you're emotional when you drink a coffee. You know, all the different crazy circumstances that can influence how you act, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say that all comes down to a predetermined situation. You don't have any free will, right? Like, that's all... whatever. You're saying that free will doesn't exist because it's all part of a predetermined set of actions and reactions, and you don't have any free will. Well, it doesn't matter, because you might as well act as if you are, because from your point of view, when you're making decisions, if they're part of a pattern, it don't matter.
Right.
It feels like free will. So act as if. It's the same kind of thing. It's the same sort of set of circumstances. Reality is real. Existence exists. You might as well think you have free will, because basically you do from your point of view. So act as though reality is real.
Play the game.
You know?
I find it, irritating in the sense of, like, you know, stoned college dorm room talk is irritating.
Yeah.
What is the point of this?
I think it's an interesting discussion, but that's as far as it should go.
Of the three of us, who would like stoned dorm room talk the most?
Oh,
you think they get into this in dorm rooms? Come on, dude. They're not talking about deep stuff.
You missed it, man.
Well, I didn't go to college.
I know. That's
you didn't either. You were in prison.
I'm just telling you.
Did they talk about this in prison?
Yes.
All right. More coming up. Were you stoned?
Maybe that's why you're here. You couldn't help it.
It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath,
Each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.